You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends on this Thursday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Mark Price. 1320 WILS streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out now on the phone to Jackson, where Jackson Mayor Karen Dunnigan is on the phone with us. Good evening, Mayor.
Good evening.
How are you? I know you stepped out of a meeting. You're a very busy lady, and I appreciate it very much.
Not a problem.
Very good. The reason I got a hold of you yesterday and wanted to talk with you on the show is Jackson, like so many other cities, has budget problems, and it kind of made a splash in the news when it was when the council voted this week to close two of your fire stations and consolidate to one in the city of Jackson. Why don't you give us a little bit of background, if you can, on how we got here?
Well, we took it, actually considered this 6 months ago, and they asked to have that stalled until after the first of the year. And the problem is that, you know, we can't afford the fire department anymore with the budget crisis that so many cities are attacking right now. So we got to get our budget in line. So the best way we knew is to take and put all of our personnel under one roof and close down two facilities, and that would save us substantially in payroll.
What do you have an estimate of what those cost savings might be?
We figure with that and just in payroll expenses, we'll probably save close to $500,000. And currently we have about 11 that are eligible for retirement. And if just five of those retire, that's an additional $500,000 that we'll save.
So one of the articles I read talked about cutting the fire staff in about half. So you're saying a good portion of that could come from attrition.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's some good news, because at first when I read that, I thought, oh, boy, here we have losing a bunch of jobs at the same time.
Yeah, and this is a way that we knew that, you know, we could still maintain those jobs without laying anybody off. And so, and the way that the structure of the fire department is that you can only have so many chiefs, so many lieutenants, so many drivers. So when you get them all under one roof, they all have to fall back and scale. So that's where we get that substantial savings.
Very good. Which station, well, where are we consolidating to? And that's an editorial I apologize.
That's all right. We're going to Station 1, which is down on Jackson Street, which is about the center of the city, just off the center of the city. And within a two-mile radius, we hit all the city. So we can cover, we just got two little spots that we don't cover, and we have mutual aid with Summit Township for the one section, and then the other section we have mutual aid with Leoni and Blackman Township.
That you walked right into my next question was, for the areas that aren't covered, you're working on a partnership then with outside fire departments who are near or butt up against that area.
Absolutely, yes.
The budget is the issue. Your budget deficit is you know in the $2.5 million range. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
And you're sure not alone in that one.
Oh, I know. I'm always wishing that I was the exception and not the rule, but unfortunately, I'm not. So.
Now, you said the consolidation of the fire stations was in part to prevent the state from taking over finances. Do you think this move is going to help keep that at bay?
Well, it will help, but we still have more work to do. We still have tough decisions coming up, mainly because if we don't get our deficits down and not, you know, and keep our fund balance, if we don't get that back where it's supposed to be in 18 to 24 months, yes, the state will come in here.
And how does that look? I mean, how does that process look? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And trust me, I really don't want the state coming in and running my city.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just going to ask the citizens of the city to understand, to work with us. And I really believe the community understands the whole process. It's just the change that's taking place, and everybody has that fear of change. But I do know, and with this community, we've always pulled together, and I know we can make it through this tough time.
Has the same kind of cuts or similar cuts happened with, like, police department and so forth?
We'll be moving right along. We've already gotten some communication from the police department. They're looking at their budget. They're finding ways to cut it. for us, you know, and come to us with proposals. So absolutely. They know that we're moving right through every department of the city.
And so often when I talk to folks about budget issues, whether it be state government or city governments or township governments, the common phrase is everything's on the table. I'm assuming that's the same way in Jackson.
Yes, there is no department in the city that's sacred, none.
The fire chief there was talking about there may be some longer response time and so forth. Should citizens of Jackson's be overly concerned, or should they feel safe that the fire department, a fire department, will get there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, when they talk a longer response time, you know, they're not talking like, you know, like 5 or 10 minutes. They're only talking like, you know, 3 or less minutes. But the one nice thing is that if they come to a house that's on fire, the fire truck will have enough personnel on it, so they don't have to wait for another truck. So if there's people in there, they can immediately respond and go into the structure and bring the people out. That's one nice thing about it, because before, we'd only have 2 men on the truck. They'd have to wait for another truck with 2 men before they could go into the structure. So this way, 1 truck, 4 people, immediate response into the structure.
So there are some good things that are coming out of this consolidation in terms of folks who call the fire department.
Absolutely. You know, and we have a very professional fire department, and there, I don't have a doubt in the world that they are going to continue and give the outstanding service they've given to the community that they have in prior years.
When does this go into effect? One article said it might have been yesterday. Has this consolidation happened, or when do you anticipate it happening?
I mean, it's going to be as soon as possible. The city manager has already met with the one of the acting fire chiefs, and they're going to get the process together. And probably by the end of the month, we'll have them all consolidated.
So some big changes coming to Jackson. Tell me some good news happening in Jackson, Mayor.
Well, you know, we've got some really good news coming here the 18th that I can't tell you about right now, but it's a new company coming to town. Our Godot Max deal is now up to 3 shifts. At one time, they were closed. And then less than a year, they're back up to 3 shifts, running full throttle. We got a new company that bought an old building downtown, Performance Automotive. They're working out of there. Our Armory Arts is up and running, our second phase of that. So there's a lot of good things happening in Jackson.
Well, I just wrote the 18th on my calendar, so I'm going to be giving you a call on the 17th, and hopefully you and I can find 8 or 9 minutes to talk on the 18th and hear about the mystery company of good news coming into Jackson.
Absolutely. We've got great news.
Very good. I will look forward to that. Mayor Karen Dunnigan of Jackson, I appreciate your time tonight. I know you're busy. I can hear the meeting in the background, and we're going to let you get back to it. I appreciate your time, and we'll keep an eye on things, budget happenings in Jackson, and look forward to the good things as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've been speaking with Jackson Mayor Karen Dunnigan. They're doing what a lot of cities are seeing in their future. They're consolidating 3 fire stations into 1, cutting the firefighters, the staffing, to about half. As she mentioned, a lot of it will happen from attrition, which is certainly something that's a bit of a relief, hoping to save about $500,000 with that move alone. So we will follow this story as we do, and coming up on Fritz and Friends after this break, Captain Brian Davis with the Salvation Army, the Capital Area Salvation Army. Boy, they helped a lot of folks at Christmas time. We're going to kind of catch up on how they did with all of that. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this message.